Data reveal drop in U.S. imports from China amid tariff showdown. A slowdown in U.S. China trade activity amid tariff tensions is starting to show up in industry data. Beginning in 2025, companies ramped up their imports from China to avert the White House's looming tariffs. The front-running trend had been prevalent across trade data. Recent figures, however, point to a slowdown in U.S. imports of Chinese goods. Container vessel traffic traveling to U.S. ports in Southern California has plunged. According to Port Optimizer, a daily ship tracking system, the number of freight vessels leaving China and heading to Los Angeles and Long Beach for the week ending May 3 declined by 29%. In addition, scheduled vessels from China to the United States tumbled by about 33% from a year ago for the week ending May 10. Logistics firm Vision noted on April 11 that U.S. imports from China fell by 64% for the week ending April 8 from the previous week. Companies have confirmed that shipments to the United States from China are falling. Hapag-Lloyd, a German container shipping firm, reported that 30% of shipments have been canceled. At the same time, the company noted, there has been sizable demand for consignments from Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam. Industry numbers show a divergence between imports from China and shipments from elsewhere. Descartes Systems Group said in its latest global shipping report that U.S. container imports increased by 6.3% in March from the previous month. However, imports from China in March declined by 12.6% from February, it said. The decline occurred shortly after the United States implemented two different 10% tariffs on China in February and March. While March volumes remain well below the July 2024 peak of 1,022,913 TEUs, China continues to be the U.S.'s top maritime trade partner, though escalating tariffs could disrupt volumes in the months ahead, the report stated. Ryan Peterson, founder and CEO of Flexport, says ocean container bookings from China to the United States have cratered by about 65% in the 3 weeks since the new tariffs were enacted. As a result, ocean carriers have terminated 25% of their trips from China in the past 2 weeks. This, he says, could create a challenging scenario comparable to the Red Sea strife in 2024 and pandemic-related supply chain snafus in 2021 and 2022. Soon we may find ourselves in a bullwhip scenario where Trump relaxes the tariffs. All those canceled orders get rebooked, creating a huge surge, Peterson said on social media platform X. And with all the canceled services and repositioned vessels, there won't be enough throughput in the ocean network to keep up. It's a strange time in the logistics world as we have to plan for the unimaginable while hedging for regression to the mean, he said in another X post. Similar freezing trends are being observed in Chinese imports of U.S. goods. Bookings for U.S. exports to China fell by more than 5% for the week ending April 15. The United States has imposed a 145% tariff rate on China. The Chinese regime has retaliated with 125% levies on various U.S. goods, including agriculture, energy, and manufacturing. Inventory buildup. While there have been murmurs of empty store shelves in the coming months, companies have bulked up their inventories in the past couple of months, bringing in more cargo from overseas. A treasure trove of data has signaled that foreign and domestic companies have been accelerating their stockpiles ahead of U.S. tariffs. According to the Census Bureau, U.S. business inventories climbed 0.2% in February and rose by 2.1% year over year. Companies have struggled to keep up with future demand since their fourth quarter inventories were exhausted as consumers have increased their tariff-driven preemptive buying. Retailers have been bringing merchandise into the country for months in attempts to mitigate against rising tariffs, but that opportunity has come to an end with the imposition of the reciprocal tariffs, said Jonathan Gold, Vice President for Supply Chain and Customs Policy at the National Retail Federation. If businesses stock up on inventory and consumers scramble to purchase big-ticket items in the first half of 2025, the ultimate slowdown in consumption will occur in the second half, Citigroup said in an April 22 note. Consumers and firms are likely to bring their spending forward during the next few months to front-run the tariffs, but the second half of the year looks likely to be weak, the bank stated. The Federal Reserve's April Beige Book, a comprehensive survey of business contacts in the central bank's 12 districts, suggests that companies and their customers are increasingly concerned about the uncertainty regarding trade policy. The report noted that there have been robust sales of automobiles and non-durable goods, generally attributed to a rush to purchase ahead of tariff-related price increases. Chicago Federal Reserve Bank President Austin Goolsbee predicted a slowdown later this year. He says an artificial high in economic activity in the year's first half could lead to a summer slump. That kind of preemptive purchasing is probably even more pronounced on the business side, Goolsbee said in an April 20th interview with CBS's Face the Nation. We heard a lot about preemptive building up of inventories that could last 60 days, 90 days, if there was going to be more uncertainty. Current conditions forced the National Retail Federation to revise its import forecasts lower. Imports are projected to decline by 20% in the second half of the year. In this environment of complete uncertainty, our forecast for import cargo will be subject to significant adjustments over the coming months, the National Retail Federation and Hackett Associates said in the report. At present, we expect to see imports begin to decline by May, and that they will drop dramatically during the remainder of the year. On April 22nd, Trump told reporters that his 145% levy on China was very high and would come down substantially if a deal were made. The president said he would be very nice to China and avoid playing hardball with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in coming to a deal. We're going to live together very happily and ideally work together, the president said. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent predicted that both sides would de-escalate trade tensions as the current tariff standoff is unsustainable. The Epoch Times has reached out to Hapag-Lloyd for comment. Reuters contributed to this report.